Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It's the 22nd of March. It's 2017. We have 8 basketball games to talk about here on tonight's slate. As always, on Wednesday, Notorious, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well. We're playing shorthanded once again. SBK not feeling well, so hopefully he turns around shortly and we'll be back on the show next week.
Yeah, a lot of people at the RG office not feeling good. So best wishes to all of our friends over there in Nashville. And glad they're in Nashville and not in Utah and Florida.
Yeah, it finally pays off. Well, I guess it pays off in a lot of ways to work from home. But, yeah.
Don't tell them more that. Good they're going to be like, hey, you know, you guys need to be in Nashville with us. And like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, we're all right over here.
Yeah,
we can Skype you.
Yeah, we'll Skype you. That's the easiest way to put it. So, interesting 8-game slate here. For the most part, all the totals kind of in that 200 range, and then we have 3 games over 215. So some interesting spots to attack here. The injury news is all over the place. So it's another fun Wednesday slate here, a bunch of tournaments on FanDuel and DraftKings. But before we get into NBA, I just want to get your thoughts on FanDuel announcing their baseball scoring. Did you see that?
Yeah, so the only difference that I saw was the points for the start, the quality start. That's pretty awesome.
Well, it would be awesome if they would have made – they've totally, like, devalued the win, right?
That's good, though.
Is it, though? Like, people chase that so much that I feel like
– Yeah, I mean, for me, I even chase the wins more than I should. So I'm glad that it's devalued. I don't have to do that anymore on FanDuel. So I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Did they have shutout points last year? I can't remember if they had shutout points last year.
I don't think so. I think just DraftKings did.
Yeah, no shutout points. So I don't know how I feel about it. Like, you know, it's never a good feeling when you pick the right pitcher and he goes out of the game in like the 7th or 8th inning with like a 3-run lead and, you know, the bullpen blows it for him. So like White Sox pitchers are more in play. Detroit pitchers are more in play. That's for sure.
Yeah, wins are just so random and have nothing to do with the pitcher skill that often. So I like the new changes.
We're going to definitely talk about baseball here with it coming up soon. If you guys haven't checked out the daily marketplace here at Roto Grinders, make sure you guys head on over there and check that out. A bunch of baseball content in there now. Luis Cards, one of the guys that here at Roto Grinders for a long time, has a spring training package up where he is, you know, pretty much breaking down the American League, East, West, Central, and the same with the National League, East, West, Central, going beyond some stats, has a chat room there, has a mailbag where you guys can send in questions, and he'll post the questions and answer them. So make sure you guys are checking that out in the marketplace. Only $20, and with all the changes and stuff, you know, well worth it just to find out where everybody is just in general.
Yep, for sure.
And then Derek Carty, the bat is back. So marketplace doing stuff there. I love the marketplace. Obviously, I have my NASCAR package in the marketplace. It gives, you know, gives us as, you know, writers, as hosts, as whatever you want to call us. Some call us touts, whatever you want to call us. At the end of the day, it gives us a platform to put out a product we want to put out that, you know, we don't really have Roto Grinders or anybody else telling us what to do. So that's why I like the marketplace. But anyway, enough banter about that. Let's talk some basketball. We're going to get started with Charlotte at Orlando. 206 total here. Charlotte favored by 6 in this game. Ramon Sessions and Plumlee remain out in this game. MKG is probable. We'll start with the Charlotte side. What's your thoughts here on the Hornets?
Yeah, the Hornets are usually pretty garbage on the road, but this is a nice spot against Magic, against your Magic.
Yeah,
we always like to take guys against them. You know, Kemba Walker really disappointed in the last 3 games, but his price is down to 7,700 on FanDuel. You know, I like buying low on him. He had that run where he had like 5 or 6 straight 40-point games, and his home road splits are actually pretty negligible at this point. So I don't mind getting back on Kemba. Maybe a little expensive on DraftKings, 8,000. other than that, I mean, you can look at Marvin Williams for tournaments. He's had at least 35 in 5 of his last 7. Any thoughts on those two guys?
Yeah, I was going to say Marvin Williams is a guy that, you know, I love attacking Orlando with power forwards. They, you know, continue to struggle with power forwards this season. So his price is up. Nobody's going to pay that price tag for him. So I like that. Nicholas Batum at 6,900, that price is probably right where it needs to be. Frank Kaminsky, I would play Frank Kaminsky before I would play Zeller. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, it seems like Kaminsky's kind of, you know, taking over again as the main getter of the minutes at center. But, I mean, Zeller's still averaging around 30, and he's only 4,800 on DraftKings. So I don't mind either guy. We'd like targeting bigs against Magic. Probably both more tournament plays for me. And then Batum, like you mentioned, 6,900 is really cheap for him. He's played 27 and then 31 minutes in his last two games coming back from injury. So kind of expect him to get back you know, into a full allotment of minutes in this one.
Oh, the Magic. It's just not – they're not even like – they're not even a tilting team. Like, the coaching is the tilting thing. It's just – you know, the other day, me and Siege did the podcast for Monday, and we were super high on Vooch, and, like, he was crushing, and then just the minutes kind of just, like, disappeared, and you're like, you know, like, what's going on? Why isn't he on the floor? So, like, get another spot here for Vooch where it's definitely an interesting spot, you know. What's your thoughts on Nikolai here?
Yeah, you know, I love targeting him when he's, you know, 7K or so, but I mean, 7,900 on DraftKings, and he's a guy that they rarely play more than 30 minutes, so kind of tough for me. Cody Zeller is actually a really good defender if you look at his DRPM. And I mean, the rest of the Magic are kind of overpriced as well. Payton's up to 7,500, Fournier's at 5,800. Yeah, I'm not sure about these guys.
Yeah, I like Delford on Monday too, and just got into foul trouble. The guard situation is becoming so loaded now. They just have so many people that are going to play the guard position that I think it's time to finally jump off Payton. I've been riding the upside, but 7,500. I think this is a spot that I'm going to look elsewhere.
Yeah, I think so too.
Fournier against Batum, I think I'll pass on that too. If I'm going to play anybody here, it'd probably be Aaron Gordon, and I would probably have limited exposure. I think Gordon could take advantage of that Marvin Williams matchup.
Why aren't they giving him 35 minutes a night?
Because they're the Orlando Magic.
they keep playing Jeff Green and just give your young guys big minutes, let them get better. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, if we figured out NBA coaches, we'd be rich.
Yeah, it is pretty tilting how bad some of the coaches are with their rotations.
Oh, man. Hopefully they do something about the injury news over the offseason, like lengthen this or shorten the schedule, something. Do something. Like, anyway. Indy at Boston, 208.5 total here. Boston favored by 8 in this game. We'll start with the Indiana side. Anything standing out to you here?
So, you know, their production as a whole has kind of been down lately, except for Paul George. He's averaging over 40 in his last 5. But at 8,300, I think it's going to be tough for him to kind of hit that 6X mark that we're looking for. You know, Boston isn't great against small forwards if you look at their season-long ranking. But Jay Crowder is a pretty good defender. He might see some Avery Bradley as well. So I'll probably pass at 8,300. I'm more interested in Jeff Teague. Had a pretty good game against the Jazz the other night. 6,500 is more than reasonable there. And he should draw Isaiah Thomas defense at least for, you know, half the game or so.
Isn't this a position where we kind of start looking at teams that are in positions where they're starting to become must-win games? And I don't want to say must-win games, but this whole Eastern Division from, like, the 5 or 6 seed down to, like, 2 or 3 teams out of it, like, right now – is so close that every game matters. So, like, an Indiana Pacers team, if I'm going to play somebody here, I think you nailed it. I think it's going to be Paul George or Teague. But even in a game that they almost have to continue to win, it's just 8,300 for Paul George against Crowder just scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, I agree. Can you believe the Pistons lost to the Nets last night? I mean, they pretty much need wins.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you just got to think that some of these teams in playoff contention are going to show up in easy matchups. But I guess the Nets have been playing a little better lately.
Yeah, but it's still, if you're the Detroit Pistons, like, so the Brooklyn Nets, they know they're going to have the worst record in the NBA, right? Like, they can go out and win five of their last, what, is there 12 games left?
Yeah, pretty close.
But, yeah, it's just like they could go out and win half of those games and they're still the worst team in the NBA.
Yep.
So, you know, Nets, a tough rotation to figure out, but, you know, whatever. Anything else here on the Pacers side?
Miles Turner's pretty interesting at 5,700. Minutes are kind of trending upward, averaging 32.5 over his last five. We like targeting bigs against the Celtics. They're pretty bad at rebounding and, you know, below average in DVP. So like Turner quite a bit. Thaddeus Young just continues to get, you know, huge minutes and not really do anything with them.
Because he's hurt.
Yeah.
He's not healthy. There's no way this guy's healthy. I've been saying this for a month.
Yeah, I think you got to be right.
Oh, he had that wrist injury, and I don't think he's healthy.
Yeah.
Like, in 35 minutes, I could put up 20 DK points.
At least give more. He is not a big rebounder. I don't. Bigs that don't rebound always confuse me.
Yeah, anyway. All right, looking at the Boston side of things here. You know, not a great matchup for Isaiah Thomas. Where are we going here with the Celtics?
Yeah, ever since Avery Bradley's come back, IT's production and usage has gone down, you know, averaging closer to 35 instead of, you know, 42, 43 that he was before. And his usage is down 2 or 3 percentage points. So, I mean, 8,100 is certainly a price that, you know, we would have loved to pay for him a couple weeks ago, but I'm kind of off of him at this point. I'd rather go with Avery Bradley, who's had that high usage. His shot hasn't been falling lately, but I do think that's going to turn around pretty soon. Any interest there?
A little interest in Bradley. Like you said, I think you summed up Isaiah Thomas. Like, the usage gone down so much. He's going to have to get into that $7,000 range before I really start considering him, and then he's just going to be too cheap not to look at him. Bradley, 6,100. All he needs to do is just have a decent game from the floor, and, you know, he could have that 40-point upside, and he showed that against Washington last time out. What's your thoughts here on Al Horford? You know, now with four straight games over 40 DK points, he's only 6,600. The price tag really stands out to me, and the production recently has been really solid.
Yeah, so I was playing Horford there for like 2 weeks when he was down to like $5,000. Wasn't doing anything. I finally got off of him, and then he just goes on this tear. So yeah, I mean, I might not be the right guy to ask, but two of those games were without IT, too.
That's true.
But still, even the last game, you know, he played, still had 40. You know, when he's right earlier in the season, you know, he was up over 7,000 on most nights. So I do still think this is, you know, an attackable price point. And, yeah, he's probably my second favorite play on the Celtics behind Bradley.
All right. And I'm not touching Kelly Olynyk, Amir Johnson. None of these guys are in play for me here.
No, me neither.
All right, we're moving on then. We have Atlanta at Washington, 214.5 total here. Washington's favored by 7 in this game. Millsap and Bazemore already ruled out. Does this line seem fishy to you? This line seems so fishy to me. 7-point favorite at home with no Millsap seems so fishy to me.
Yeah, definitely seems a little weird. Wizards have been struggling a little bit. I think they've lost a couple games in a row. You know, I still wouldn't put the line that low, but
they lost two in a row, but, you know, they're still 6-4 in their last 10.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think that's, you know, maybe we'll see it go up tomorrow. But I can't imagine them resting guys. But I guess they're kind of locked in.
This is an excellent spot to rest John Wall is all I'm saying. Like,
yeah, they just don't want to drop down to the 4 seed. They only have a half game lead over the Raptors now.
This just seems like an excellent spot to sit Wall. It really does, but we'll have to see how it plays out. But
that'd be fine with us.
Oh yeah, of course it would. Like, he's just been dealing with that knee injury, and it's just like, if you're gonna rest him down the stretch, and, you know, I need to see. I'm gonna pull up and see if they play on Thursday, or if I'm just talking out of my ass. So hold on 1 second here. Do they play Thursday? No, they don't play Thursday. They play the Nets on Friday. John Wall's not sitting in this game. I lied.
Yeah, I heard he I can't remember. He got, like, shots before or after the game or something.
Yeah, it's just – I love point guards against Atlanta. I've been attacking it all season. And 90, I'm just not playing him here.
Oh, yeah, I like Wall quite a bit. I mean, if he's out there, I think he's going to give it a go. He does have 49 in 6 of his last 9 games. And like you mentioned, great matchup against the Hawks. Maybe more of a cash game option. He's got the high floor. You know, I don't know if he has 55 fantasy point upside here, but certainly a spot where you can use him in cash games, assuming he's, you know, active and close to 100%.
Yeah, Bradley Beal's price, 7,200. There's certainly a little upside there. I think you being a cash game player, you'd probably be more likely to play him than I would in tournaments. I'll be honest. Not a lot standing out to me for Washington here. Besides maybe playing a guy like Jennings and playing a guy like Prince, or just trying to project who would get minutes in a blowout here.
Yeah, can you believe Gortat's 4,600 now?
Can I believe it? Yes.
Like from a couple months ago?
Yeah, just talking about him, like, lately he's just been awful. Like, the minutes haven't been there. It's just...
Yeah, you can't play him. It's just crazy. But on the Hawks side, there's a couple guys I like. I think it's a great spot for Ilya Sova.
Of course.
28th against power forwards, Wizards. He's going to see a ton of minutes with Millsap out. He's only 4,500 on FanDuel. He's going to be super chalky over there. Hopefully 5,500 will bring a few people off of him on DraftKings.
I hope so. I want to play him too. We love power forwards against Washington. It's definitely a spot we attack. And I like the Ilyasova call. I think that Prince on DK is unplayable for me at 5K. Is he still like min salary on FanDuel?
He is 3,900, so still in play there.
Yeah, $1,500 price jump. Like, he took 13 shots in that game against Charlotte. If he hit any of his shots, like, we're looking at a solid value at 3,500. But, like, 5K, like, just jump off that and play him on FanDuel.
Yeah, I like that the sites are, you know, quicker to adjust their prices this season. But when they jump it up to a point where you can't even think about it, it's kind of
annoying.
That's the point, really. But,
yeah. Annoying is a good word.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Tabo at 4,300.
Yeah, like even Cephalosha is the guy that I'd never play, but I agree with you. That's kind of it for this game, right? Like, Ilyasova is the guy that I'm attacking here. Schroeder, 7,100 on DK is like, you know, you could probably get you 5, 6X. I just don't see him getting you 7, 8X.
Yeah, I mean, I think him and Howard are – interesting tournament plays. If they're going to keep the game close, like Vegas, you know, is expecting right now, we kind of expect pretty decent games from those two.
Oh man, I don't think a game stack is out of question here either. But I don't know how much I'm going to have exposure to this game outside of a game stack, just because we have some solid games towards the end of the slate.
Yeah, probably just Ilya Sova for me.
All right, moving on. Detroit at Charlotte, 199 total here. Not Charlotte, Chicago. Chicago favored by 1 right now. Didn't see any injury news coming off that Detroit game. Didn't see any injury news coming off the Chicago game.
Did you see the fight?
No, I didn't see a fight. There was a fight?
Oh, yeah.
Who fought?
Dude, real punches were thrown.
Oh, nice.
Robin Lopez and Serge Ibaka.
Nice.
Yeah, so
I like it.
Lopez is getting suspended for sure.
Who is? And
Lopez. Well, they're both going to be suspended. But yeah, I mean, they were both like an inch away from some good shots. It was pretty crazy.
So what would they do in that? I guess Portis would get minutes? Portis would become like ultra chalk?
Portis or Felicio. I'm not really sure who they'd end up starting at center.
If we get news that Lopez is suspended for this game, I'm going to have so much Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 98% chance he's suspended.
Like, who would guard Drummond in that sense?
Yeah, it's going to be a great spot for him. Even though he sucks on the road, I mean, I think you got to look at him.
Yeah, you can suck on the road and still have a great matchup, though. Like,
yeah, you should be able to rebound on the road at least.
Right. Sticking on this Detroit side, Tobias Harris coming off a good game. Any interest there?
Yeah, since he is back in the starting lineup, he's been really good. Still only 5,400 on FanDuel. Guessing he's going to be pretty popular over there. You can get him and Ilyasova for 9,900 combined, which is just too cheap. So I like him quite a bit. Marcus Morris has kind of been in a slump. Don't love him. I'll let you talk about KZP if you want.
Hey, I played him tonight on FanDuel. I couldn't play him on DK at that price, but FanDuel, he did fine.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty good. I mean, everyone should do good against the Nets, except Reggie Jackson, because he's the worst.
He stinks. Hey, can we just get to the point where we're just playing Ish Smith? Like, I was about to talk about Ish Smith. Like, Ish Smith is probably one of my favorite value plays on the slate at 4,200. I'm going to pull up the rotations from tonight's game. I want to see when they, like...
Reggie didn't see 1 minute in the fourth.
No, I'm more curious. Reggie Jackson played 7 minutes stint in the first quarter. I wanted to try to see if I'm going to get Ish Smith against Rondo, but it's looking like I'm going to get Ish Smith against Rondo in the fourth quarter. Reggie Jackson played 6 minutes in the third quarter and never checked back in the game.
Yep.
God, he was minus 12. Like, Van Gundy's not going to put up with that. I don't care what anybody says. Like, being a former Orlando Magic coach and watching that guy coach for a long time, I see – Ish Smith at 4,200 here seems like great value.
Yeah, I agree. If I'm playing one or the other, I'm definitely taking Smith. Like you mentioned, Rondo defense, we love attacking it. And Rondo's pretty much playing, you know, 35, 36 minutes a game. So most of the time Smith's out there, he's going to be seeing Rondo.
Anybody else here from Detroit?
I think that's about it. Drummond's going to be a great play if Lopez is out. And, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and people are not going to realize they're going to look at that DVP number and they're going to be like, oh, man, we can't play Drummond. Yes, please, sign me up. All right, the Chicago side, Jimmy Butler coming off a good game. Rajon Rondo has just been doing work. And then, like, we even have to talk about these cheap guys, like Zipster, Mirotic, Valentine. These guys have been interesting lately.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Bulls are pretty much in a must-win situation. This is actually like an elimination game for these two teams. They're currently 9th and 10th in the standings, and the loser is pretty much going to be the odd man out, not going to be able to make a run at it. So definitely a must-win for both of these teams. You know, the Bulls did go into overtime last night. Rondo played 44 minutes, Butler played 44 minutes. Rondo played 40 minutes.
Zipser played 42, didn't he?
Zipser played 42. But I think you can go right back to him here. Their prices aren't going to reflect last night's game because the salaries were out before that game ended. So I think you can go right back to both of them. Zipser, I'm not too in love with him. I mean, he only averages half a fantasy point a minute. So even if he's getting 30 on average, it's about 15 fantasy points.
Man, Rondo's minutes are insane right now.
Yeah. What about the bigs? Assuming Lopez is out.
We just stay away, right? Like, I'm seeing the scenario of, you know, them feeding Drummond the ball and these guys just being in foul trouble. I know Portis is cheap at 3,900, and I know Felicio is 3K min salary. Just like, do we need that much salary relief where we have these guys? Like, we talked about Ish Smith, 4,200. Mirotic continues to play minutes, just hasn't been shooting the ball well at 46. Like, do we have to go down to those cheap guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they got to put somebody on Drummond. Somebody's going to get those minutes.
Well, they're definitely going to get minutes. It's just how long are they going to be able to stay on the floor? Like, if I'm playing either one, it's probably Portis, right?
Yeah, he's definitely got more upside. I don't know if Felicio's, you know, even, you know, able to play 30 minutes at this point. So probably Portis of the two, you know, maybe a few minutes bumped to Mirotic. But I could see them playing small a bit too because Tobias Harris isn't really a big power forward.
Yeah, if I'm playing anybody, it's probably Portis. That's kind of it, though. Like, you know, Portis – didn't Portis draw the start against Utah or something? I don't remember, but anyway.
I think Mirotic drew that start, and then they did Portis the next night, and then you never know.
Who knows? Yeah, it's March basketball. Oh, man. Moving on, moving out. Yeah. Anyway, all right. This game.
March basketball. Allen Williams just disappears. He wasn't even with the team, and nobody said anything. Allen Williams tonight, or well, I guess, yeah, Tuesday night. they just, he wasn't even with the team. He was sick and nobody said anything about it until after the first quarter.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So like, honestly, like,
luckily I didn't have him, but like everybody's like, wait, where's Alan Williams? And then
TJ Warren still sucked. Oh man, that's tilting. Like, at some point, the NBA is just gonna have to be like the NFL, right? They're just gonna accept that, like, they're getting so much viewership just because of fantasy, right?
Yeah. The good news is Adam Silver, by far the best commissioner. He's gonna figure it out. You know, I got faith in him for sure. He loves DFS, loves fantasy. So he's definitely a forward-thinking commissioner. So I think he's gonna have something figured out by next year.
Yeah, like if you plan on rest somebody, okay, let us know in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Like, okay, fine. Resting people, fine.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for us from fantasy-wise, but it sucks for anyone that, you know, buys tickets to the games. It sucks when, you know, games are on, you know, national TV. It's just a bad spot overall when they just randomly rest guys at the last minute.
You know what doesn't suck?
Golf and NASCAR?
No, I'm going to tell you what doesn't suck. Our friends over at Quicken Loans doesn't suck. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind podcast. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, it's important to work with someone you can trust who has your best interest in mind. And with Rocket Mortgage, you'll get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. Don't waste time searching through stacks of paperwork. With Rocket Mortgage, you can securely share your financial info to get a mortgage approval in minutes. You can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you get the mortgage solution that's right for you. Whether you're looking to buy a home, refinance your existing mortgage, you can lift the burden of getting a loan with Rocket Mortgage. Skip the bank, skip the waiting, and go completely online at quickenloans.com/ROTO. That's quickenloans.com/ROTO, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Next up, we got Philadelphia at Oklahoma City. We have a 218 total here. Oklahoma City favored by 11. The only injury news that we're kind of waiting on here is Okafor. They said he's not going to shut down for the season. He's questionable at this point. I would probably say he's probably closer to doubtful, but we'll have to see. What's your thoughts here with Philly?
Yeah, it's probably going to depend a lot on Okafor. If he's out, we can go back to Rashawn Holmes. You know, $6,200 is, you know, kind of a lot for him, but he's coming off that massive game, and he's a guy that averages, you know, over a fantasy point a minute on DraftKings. So if he's playing 30 minutes, you know, you got to like his chances here. Outside of that, I'm not sure I love anyone here.
Can we just say that, like, the Oklahoma City matchup for Holmes is so much worse than the Orlando Magic matchup for him?
just a little bit, I think. Yeah,
I'm just saying. Like,
their second-best rebounding team. Steven Adams, one of the best low-post defenders. So, yeah, he wouldn't be a must-play by any means.
If we get news that Okafor's out and everybody's going to play Holmes again, I'll probably fade him in tournaments.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Like, you know, he's coming off of a massive game in an overtime game. He put up 53 DK points against FanDuel or against Orlando. Like, everything you said about the guy is 100% right. Is he going to average a fantasy point per minute? Yes. Can he do it against Oklahoma City? Sure. Is he going to put up 50 again? No. If he puts up a 50 burger again, I'll eat a hat, but he's not going to do it again.
Where did that phrase come from anyway?
Is that ever somebody said on a Grinders Live like 3 or 4 years ago?
So is that like a DFS?
I'm pretty sure that's a DFS. Yeah. That's where I heard it. So I'm rolling with it. But like, I just don't see it happening. And Covington and Sarge, like, I like both of these guys, but their prices are so up there. Like, I don't know if I can do it.
I'm a little surprised at this line too. 11
only 11? Yeah. If I'm playing anybody from Philadelphia, I think it's Covington. I know he's just going to continue to shoot the basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a tougher matchup, too. Like,
he's got the still and block upside. Do you think they're going to try to put him on Westbrook?
I don't know.
They can't put McConnell on him. TLC, I don't know if he's a good defender, but
he fouled out fast the other night against Orlando.
That was bad. Yeah, that was really bad.
I don't know. They might try to put him on there. I don't think it'd stop him, but like Roberson's a good defender. So like you're taking a risk with Covington here. Like, I don't even know who to attack here. Like the total suggests that like we should play somebody here from Philadelphia. Like, but I don't like any of these guys.
What about Sauce Castillo?
Who?
Nick Staskis. That's his nickname.
Oh, he's 41. He's going to play minutes. Like, you know, he's another guy that I think I would play over like Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
You know, in that price range.
I play him more than I should, for sure.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know.
His floor's been pretty solid lately, though.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game the other night, but it was helped by TLC being foul trouble and Gerald Henderson being out. I think Henderson's going to be back for this one.
Yeah, I have Henderson as probable here. I guess I should have mentioned that.
The Lakers showed up tonight.
Did they?
Down by 30 at the half.
Oh, God. All right. What about the Oklahoma City Thunder here? God, Westbrook is so expensive in the spot, but like, if there's ever a spot that he could just get there to that 70, 80 point spot, like Philly's just terrible.
I really wish I would have listened to you and the Siege to fade him the other night. I pretty much had the nuts on DraftKings with Westbrook, and yeah.
Well, I made a team after the show, and like I never checked it again, and it had Westbrook in it. So you should have listened to the Siege. Like, proper shout out to the Siege. He, you know, all day on Monday was just saying, hey, fade Westbrook. And like, everybody was calling him crazy. And like, this is the type of calls that win you tournaments sometimes.
The Warriors drive me crazy. They don't blow out crappy teams, and then they blow out good teams when the spread's at 1 point. Yeah, that was pretty tilting. But I mean, if this game stays close, if Westbrook sees a full complement of minutes, I mean, he's just going to have a massive game. Especially if Holmes gets into foul trouble, they don't have any other rim protector there. I see a big game from Westbrook, and you can look at the bigs here too. You know, since Embiid went down and since they traded Noel, they've been one of the worst defensive front courts in the NBA.
Yeah, but who do you play, right? Like that's the problem. Like, if I had to play any of these guys, it's probably Cantor. He has the most upside.
Yeah, give me Cantor. His minutes aren't there, but
I'm not playing Adams. I'm not playing Taj Gibson. I can't play those guys.
No. What about Oladipo?
He's priced right? Like, this, you know, 30 points, you know, 36. Like, he could get you the 6X here. I just don't think, like, this game stays close. Like, if you think this game stays close and you're making a Oladipo, Westbrook, Sarge, Covington, or Holmes team, like, you're playing four guys from this game if you think this game's going to stay close, because it has one of the highest totals on the slate. I don't think this game stays close.
Yeah, that's the question we got to answer. I mean, Thunder with an implied total of 114.5, which is massive. So, I mean, the upside is huge for sure, but the 11-point spread is a little worrisome.
Yeah, like DK tomorrow, just for instance, DK has that 4-point play, 20-entry max, $275,000 tournament. Like, if you're playing that, you're gonna make one team, like, definitely a Philly Oklahoma City stack, and it's gonna be tough to do. You're gonna have to use those value guys that we've been talking about, but like, you know, it's in a 20 max team, you know, it's a stack that you're going to want exposure to, because if this game stays close, you know, you could win a tournament with that stack.
We didn't even mention Saric. Do you like him at all?
As a little bit. Like, you know, if he stays out of foul trouble, he's a guy that can put up 50. He's been doing it. Like,
yeah, he's basically got one bad game in 3 weeks.
And people are going to look at his Oklahoma City game and they're like, oh, he only scored 15 points again. He shot the ball terrible in that game. So he's been shooting the ball much better lately. I can play Sarge here.
I think I like him over Covington.
Yeah, that's fair. That's it, right?
Man, yep.
A lot of time on a game that sucks. This game doesn't suck, though. Cleveland at Denver, 229 total here. Cleveland favored by 3.5. Kyle Korver returned to practice. He's questionable. Darren Williams dealing with a little bit of injury. He's questionable as well. On the Denver side, Gallinari doubtful. Chandler and Arthur both questionable at this point. We'll have to see how that plays out. We'll start with the Cleveland side here. You get a massive price tag on LeBron. Kyrie at 86. Kevin Love at 78. Anything that you like here?
Yeah, so the Cavs haven't played since Sunday, and they don't play again until Friday. So we shouldn't have to be worried about them resting anybody. Kevin Love, probably the odd man out here. You know, he's played well in limited minutes since coming back from injury, but he only played 26 minutes the other night. So guessing he's going to be under 30 again, which makes him kind of a tough play at that price point. But, you know, give me all the Kyrie and LeBron here. You know, with that 116-point total, you got to think both of them are just going to, you know, have big games.
I like Kyrie here. I've been attacking Kyrie. I've been attacking, you know, Cleveland on pace-up games all year. So you have to like them here. You know, not a massive pace bump here, but we know that this game in Denver is going to be bumped in pace. 3.5 spread. 3.5 spread in a 229 total. Like, if Vegas really thinks this game is going to stay this close, like, you have to get game stacks going here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is one of the rare games where you can play Kyrie and LeBron together. I could see them both, you know, getting over 50.
Yeah, but we look at the other side here. We look at – do you like any of these cheap guys? Any of these cheaper Cleveland guys stand out to you? It's just, I haven't been playing these guys for all season. I'm not going to start now.
Yeah, I don't really play anybody outside of the big three and haven't played Love in a couple months, so probably not. I've seen a couple sharp people play Shumpert recently. I think that's usually when they're facing, you know, an elite point guard and they need his defense out there. But, I mean, it's not like they're going to need his defense against Jameer Nelson, so – not too interested in him.
Hey, don't badmouth Jameer Nelson. Come on, man.
Hey, I mean, he's awesome, you know. he's actually won me a lot of money this year with some of his big games. So.
Oh, Jameer. All right, Denver side of things, obviously it depends a lot on what happens with Wilson Chandler. Jokic at 10K. Like, we'll start it off with talking about him. He played 40 minutes against Houston the other night. Who saw that coming?
Oh, man, I was so mad. I wrote him up as one of my favorite plays in the grind down, and then I didn't end up taking him. I mean, 51, I didn't like smash value, but certainly in that slate, you know, there are a lot of duds that I remember. So, I mean, he hasn't really had that 60 fantasy point upside that we've seen from him before, but he's just right around 50 almost every night that he doesn't get into foul trouble. You know, I don't really see Tristan Thompson slowing him down. It's probably not, you know, my favorite superstar to pay up for, but I'm certainly fine, you know, going after him.
Yeah, like, all right, so we're looking at the last, you know, 10 games. He's gone over 50 in 6 of those games. He's only gone over 60 one time. Cleveland, he played 37 minutes against them. Shot 5 for 18, had 13 rebounds, 27 actual points, and still only put up 52. So the 6-7x upside's probably not there, but in cash games, man, you're almost locking in that 50 at this point.
Yeah, kind of like that. And then if we get news that Chandler isn't going to play, you know, Will Barton 7,500, is that too steep for you?
I said it was too steep against Houston the other day, and he went out and, like, I said play him on FanDuel where he was, like, extremely cheap. And, you know, he was still low-owned on DK, and, like, I think he's going to get that same low ownership because of the price. Like, I still think he's a better play on FanDuel at 6,500 if Chandler's out. Like, there's still a ton of upside at that price tag. But, you know, he just showed the other night that he can go for 50, and he's gone for 50 in 2 of the last 3. And, like, the LA Clippers defense is no joke. So, like, I probably will still play him more on FanDuel, but I'm not going to fully fade him this time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely try to get your exposure over on FanDuel. You know, he's a guy that he'll come in with like 6 minutes left in the first and the third and then basically just play the rest of the halves. They're going to need a scoring out there. I don't know. I mean, I see he and Harris as, you know, pretty comparable plays. So if you want a shooting guard on DraftKings, I'd probably rather go with Harris at 6,300.
Isn't that, you know, what you would do? You'd play Harris on DK. You'd play Barton on FanDuel. Like, you exactly. Can play both of them together on FanDuel, really, at 61 and 65. But, like, you know, if I'm picking and choosing here, like, Harris is going to play massive minutes. The guy's played over 39 minutes in 3 straight games. Like, if we get news that Chandler sits here, you almost lock in 35-plus minutes for Harris. So, really, I think they're both in play. I think I'm going to play more Harris on FanDuel or on DraftKings and more more Barton on DK. But I think they're definitely both in play. And if we get news that Chandler and Arthur are going to sit, like, we have to kind of continue to look at a guy like Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, Plumlee's been playing well. You know, Juancho Hernan Gomez has been playing pretty well. So yeah,
Jameer Nelson.
Jameer Nelson's been playing well. He's only 5,200 on FanDuel, 56 on DraftKings. So yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. You know, hopefully Chandler will be out, and then there's pretty much six or seven guys that you can look at. You could even look at Jamal Murray. He's been seen around 25 minutes off the bench. He's been playing pretty well too.
So Jameer Nelson, the first game they played against Cleveland this year, had 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 12 points for 39 DK points.
So you're saying all in on Jameer?
I'm not saying all in, but I'm saying there's some solid upside at 5,600 there. And it's just like you have to look at this game, right? 3.5-point spread, 229 total.
Yeah, you could almost make a whole lineup of this game alone.
You as a cash game player, you must be like – foaming at the mouth for this game.
yeah, for sure.
Milwaukee at Sacramento, 204.5 total here. Milwaukee favored by 3.5. Afalo and Evans, we really don't have any update on either one of these guys, so we're just going to put questionable down at this point. The Bucks game is still going on as we do the podcast right now. Giannis was dealing with that injury, but with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, he's already played 28 minutes. So obviously he's not too hurt, not having the greatest game in the world. It will be interesting to see what this Buck team does on a back-to-back, right? Like, we really have to be concerned. But, like, at this point in the stage, this team has to keep winning. And, you know, they're beating Portland right now, but they're one of these teams in the East that's fighting for those last couple spots.
Yeah, so right now they're locked into the 8th seed, but they only have a 1-game lead over the Pistons. So depending on whether they win or lose tonight, that could get down to a half game. So they definitely need to win. And, you know, this is definitely a winnable game. So I expect them to play all their guys. You know, I've kind of been off of the Bucks a little bit lately. You know, Giannis' production's been down. Middleton hasn't shot the ball nearly as well. I mean, I guess you go Greg Monroe off the bench at 5,300.
I kind of like Middleton a lot here. Like, the wing players against Sacramento is a thing, right? Like, shooting guards, small forwards, it's just something, you know, I don't have the numbers up in front of me, but it seems like that's a spot that we've been attacking lately, and it's been working really well.
Yeah, I guess he's been better than I've been giving him credit for. He does have at least 29 in, you know, like 6 of his last 10 games. So, 6,200, a little more than I'd like to pay, but I think that's a good call.
He has 24 actual points in this game against Portland right now with 37 DK points. So showing that upside a little bit.
Yeah, I like that call.
I agree with you. I don't think I can play Giannis here. The price is just so steep. And if we're looking at that price range, there's like 4 or 5 other guys that I would probably play over him. Isn't Brogdon like kind of interesting here?
Yeah, he's been playing well. He's pretty much seeing, you know, 33 minutes a game. 5K on both sides. I can get behind that.
I like the Monroe call. I think that's kind of it there for me.
No Tony Snell?
No Tony Snell. I've not rostered Tony Snell one time this year, and I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, me neither. Although I owe him an apology after I talked bad about him in the grind down, then he went off and had his career game.
Oh, everybody's going to have career games once in a blue moon. Looking at the Sacramento side here, I said I'm pretty much done with this team. Outside of Willie Cauley-Stein and Buddy Hield, I don't like this matchup for Willie Cauley-Stein, but Buddy Hield's a little interesting here. Shooting guards and small forwards have been really interesting against this team this season. But really, I don't think I'm going to play anybody from Sacramento here.
Yeah, I'm not too interested in anybody. You know, Hield, I haven't really played him a lot. I played him against the Suns when he had that dream matchup. He didn't really do much. You know, they have no reason not to play him 30 minutes a night, but they have so many guards that you just never know what they're going to do. Cauley-Stein is probably my favorite here. You know, I like targeting centers against the Bucks, so if he spends some time at center, I think he could have a decent game. You know, he's going to see, you know, 32 to 35 minutes. 6,100 is a little steep, though.
Yeah, I'm pulling up his price on FanDuel because I was interested if he's still power forward or not over there.
62 on FanDuel. Not sure the position.
Yeah, see, he's still power forward eligible on FanDuel. So, like, I like that. You know, you're getting a center at power forward.
Yeah, definitely like that.
All right. Last game of the night, and probably the most retarded game of the night as well. New York at Utah, 203.5 total here. Utah favored by 10.5. Favors and Mac are both still questionable. At this point, it's tough to say they would play. Is there anybody from the Knicks that you like here?
Yeah, so who do you like on the Jazz?
Nobody. I just don't like this game in general. Like, I don't like this game at all.
Yeah, DraftKings is trying to pull us in. I mean, Rose is 5,400. Carmelo's only 6,800. But, yeah, I can't do it. I think this is going to be a blowout. On the Jazz side, I do like Gobert. I mean, he's just had some monster games, and his price is only 7,700 still. So I can get behind Gobert. And that's
I kind of like Rodney Hood, right? Like, he only played 16 minutes in his return, but he had 5 fouls. He picked up 3 early fouls, I think, in that game, or 2 early fouls in that game. I think we see his minutes go over 20 here. I still think his upside's limited here for Hood, but he took 10 shots in 16 minutes the other night against Indiana, and like, the matchup's great on paper. If he gets 20 minutes here, he's a guy that can put up 25 to 30 fantasy points.
As a Jazz fan, this guy is so frustrating. He can't stay on the court. He's either fouling people all the time or he's getting hurt. Yeah, I mean, maybe in a tournament, I can't do it in cash games. So.
I just think he's going to be a guy that's going to be under 5% owned. So
yeah, for sure.
That's what I kind of like to look at in this kind of games. Like, who's going to be that guy, like, is going to be extremely low owned. If Hood was still out, I'd probably take a shot on, like, Burks or Exum or somebody, but I don't think I'm going to touch those guys, even though that they're a little interesting because of their 3K and this game's going to blow out, but, yeah. All right, so that's going to do it, man. That's always fun. Always fun to break these games down the night before to kind of get an idea where we're going to be at for the next day. So let's play our game here. Since it's just me and you, I'll let you bat lead off here. We got 6X, 7X, over 8K, under 5X, and then our bonus play of under 3.5K going 7X using DK scoring. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, if a guy is 5K, we say he's going to go 7X. We're going to take his $5,000 price tag, times it by 7, and project 35 DK points for that guy.
All righty. I will go with my bust, and I'll go Paul George.
Nice. I'm going to let you have that one. I actually think he could get there today. Let's see. I like the slates. I'm going to go 6X. I'm going to go Gary Harris and hope that Chandler sits one more game.
I like that.
And then I'm going to go 7X. And go, man, I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going to go Ish Smith 7X.
That's what I was going to do for my 6X guy. So I like that for sure. Let's see. All right, 6X, give me Ilyasova.
I like it.
7X is going to be tough.
I know. I took the best play on the board for 7X. I'm going to have so much Ish-Smith. You know when you get done breaking down the slate and you just look at, you know, the slate in general and you're like, how's the slate going to pay out? And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have so much Ish-Smith on this slate.
It'll be the one night Reggie plays well.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Like, I'll definitely have some hedge life where I'll throw in, like, 10% Reggie Jackson or something in the script.
All right, 7X. I don't know how many minutes he's played tonight, but I'll go. Actually, why has his minutes been down so late much? I was going to go Greg Monroe, but.
He's doing okay tonight.
He's only played 17 minutes last
He played night. 21 minutes already, and there's 8 minutes to go in that game.
All right, I'll go Miles Turner instead.
All right, let's see. My bust play here. Oh, man. This is like one time I can't just say John Wall. I pick John Wall in this segment all the time. Honestly, I think the best chance to bust on this slate is probably Jokic. So that's where I'm going to go.
I'm going to just veto you because that's what the listeners want to hear. So
I kind of figured you're going to veto me.
I think I might help you, though. I think Jokic will get there.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the down usage here, and I'm going to go Isaiah Thomas. I think he actually helped me out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, because I was debating on Thomas, and he hasn't hit 5X in, what, 5 games now?
Yeah. I was looking at Giannis, too. He hasn't hit 5X in 5 games, too.
Oh, I totally overlooked Giannis. I didn't even think about that. All right, you got your 3.5K and under guy here.
Oh, gosh, I always forget about this one.
There's a couple options down here.
Guess I'll go Zipser, even though I don't like him that much. But 3,100 for a guy playing that many minutes. Can't go too wrong.
That's the guy I wanted to. Oh, man, it gets ugly after that. No, it really does. Like, it's so bad.
What do you know about this Sean Long guy?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
He's getting some minutes with Okafor being out for the Sixers. He hasn't been playing enough minutes, but
no clue.
He's been productive.
Isn't? Oh man. This guy probably has the best chance to 7X at this price tag. I'm just going to go Sergio.
I like that. He's had some games where he's been getting, you know, minutes in the high 20s.
Yeah, I guess. You can tell how excited I am about that pick. But, yeah, so the 3.5K and under range kind of sucks. So more Ishmith for me.
All the ish.
I'm going to have a lot of Ishmith here. Whether it works out or not, like, it all depends on like, Reggie Jackson's probably first stint in this game. I'm going to be pissed if Van Gundy comes out and says that Ishmith's going to start over Jackson in this game.
Yeah, that would suck. Then everybody would be on him.
Yeah, I'd be so mad. It's an 8 o'clock game. Maybe we'll get that news at, like, 7:01.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, he'd go from being 10% to 80% real quick.
Any final thoughts before we get out of here and go watch the end of the World Baseball Classic game?
Not really. If you're playing golf, get some Peter Uihlein exposure. I really like him this week.
Uihlein?
Uihlein.
I got to write that down. I have a draft show tomorrow.
Try to spell it. Uihlein.
Uline?
Close. Uihlein.
We deal with a company called Uihlein for boxes and stuff, so I just spelt it their way. Ninth that, inning, man. 2-1. 2-1 USA.
USA.
So they. I wonder who they're going to bring in for the seventh. They've already thrown Miller and Neshek in these guys. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. But anyway, that's going to do it here for the Wednesday edition of the Morning Grind. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you then.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool to become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.